In the book of Genesis, God says, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Genesis 1:26. The original idea of God in creating man was that he should be like him, to be holy like he is. He revealed this in the first reading of today when he told Moses to go and tell the people, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." The vocation of man is holiness. Man was created to be like God. Heaven is our destination, and the ticket to open the door is holiness. Heaven is a holy place where God, the angels, and the saints live. The book of Revelation says that nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who does abominable things or tell lies. Revelation 21:27. In the gospel, Jesus repeats the same call to holiness when he says to his disciples, "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Both the statements in the first reading and the gospel mean the same thing. The two statements were addressed to the entire people of Israel and all the disciples of Jesus, respectively. They were not addressed to the elites of religious groups, priests, religious, or prophets. That is to say, the Lord demanded holiness of the entire people of Israel, while Jesus made it mandatory for all his disciples to seek perfection. In other words, perfection is not optional for the disciples of Jesus. It is a must. Holiness is therefore a vocation for every Christian. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states, "All Christians in any state or walk of life are called to the fullness of Christian life and to perfection of charity." All are called to holiness. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2013. Both the first reading and the gospel agree on the means to achieve this holiness or perfection. It is love. In the first reading, the Lord God himself says, "You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Then he concludes by saying, "I am the Lord." That means you must listen to what I have told you. But it is not just any kind of love that is called for here. Rather, it is love that extends to everyone, even one's enemies. Jesus says in the gospel, "You have heard that it was said to you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." The reason Jesus calls for such extensive love is that God, our Heavenly Father, is holy and perfect. So we must love as he loves. As Jesus says, he makes his sun to rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Holiness involves both public and private lives of all Christians. In holiness, there is no duplicity, no room for dual personality, It's like the advice of Jesus in the Gospel of last Sunday, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything outside that comes from the evil one. And of course, we know that the evil one does not bring holiness. It is brought about by a deep union with God. Obedience to the law of God and fidelity to the sacraments of the church raise the Christian to a higher pedestal of spirituality, which helps the Christian on this journey to heaven. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states, spiritual progress tends towards ever more intimate union with Christ. This union is called mystical because it participates in the mystery of Christ through the sacraments. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2014. In the sacrament of the Eucharist, we come together to share at the table of the Lord as a preparation for the everlasting meal in heaven. Acting nice for people to see is hypocrisy, and hypocrisy is not holiness. It's just one presenting a false self. Smiling at someone and then turning around to say something different against the same person is living a false life. Living a false life destroys the temple of God, which is your body. It does not lead to a good end. This is what St. Paul tells us in the second reading of today. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. Today and in the days to come, let us strive to be perfect in Christian charity and love God as God loves. Saint Maximus once said, a man is blessed if he can love all men equally. Love is our Christian identity. As Saint John puts it, beloved, let us love one another because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Holiness stems from knowing and loving God and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.